Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Arsenal football manager Mikel Arteta has been put to the sword by the media after blaming his side's recent loss to Newcastle on the Puma ball that was used in the game because it flies differently. So, why do managers often reach for implausible excuses after a loss? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by former football and manager Roddy Collins. Roddy, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. What do you make of Arteta's excuse?
That was laughable. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, you know. but that's a man under severe pressure.
Yeah.
And he's used every excuse in the book, and when it came to that one, I just couldn't believe I was hearing, and I just thought to myself, but you see, he should be put to sword live on TV, but they're all in the same little gang together, Sky, the managers, the players, they all read off the same hymn sheet, you know. So yeah, I'm not surprised that, you know,
I do wonder, though, because you do see, for example, in tennis, you see the tennis players often they'll bounce a ball and then they'll throw back to the ball person and pick another ball. Like, they have their favourite balls. You know, like, players can be...
Sounds like an excuse.
But they do.
No, Sarah, there's a standard ball for whatever, a European competition, yeah. A standard ball for Premier League, you know, because I've played in the League of One, then in Europe, and they changed the ball a week before, blah, blah, blah. Look, at the end of the day, two teams play with the same ball.
Yeah.
You know, all the players play with the same ball. The Newcastle ball went into the net. The Arsenal ball didn't go into the net. So therefore, it was a defected. It's just part of the new football now. I mean, it's excuses from players, excuses from managers, and it's all about reading off the same hymn sheet.
You never made an excuse in your managerial life, Roddy, did you?
Never. Never. That's why I was sacked so many times. I didn't.
You had to make excuses, surely, if your team performed badly.
Honestly, only in the dressing room, if we had a bad defeat, I'd say to the lads, listen, that didn't happen, and it did because it was my fault. That was psychological.
Yeah.
But live in the media, never. But I did take one credit for something that went wrong. I was ranting and raving when I was manager Carlisle from the dugout, and I was, you know, kept repeating the chap's name. So the system manager behind me, John Cunningham, he filled out a substitution to take this player off. I wasn't going to take him off. I was going to switch him to the other wing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bugsy put the lad on. I didn't want to change. There was a big crowd at the game. So the lad went on and scored the winner. So I was getting interviewed by BBC Cumbria live on TV.
Yeah.
They said it was a very inspired substitution. Well, I took that one. 100% I took that one. But no, it's regards. Look, you can't insult the intelligence of people. And I believe now that's what's happening. You know, when you listen to...
Can I cut across here? In terms of excuses, and you say they all do it, what's the worst excuse that you've ever heard? Do you remember Jack Charlton, "I hate playing in March," when they failed against Minnows?
Look, well, you know, that could be laughable. It depends on, you know, March, what stage is that in the season of these players? They're playing against Minnows, the motivation. That's not an excuse. Right. That's an actual fact. You know, and there's other things like Klopp was always complaining about playing at 12:30 on a weekend Sunday. You know, but look, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
However, Arteta has taken it right into a laughable situation. I couldn't believe what I was hearing there, you know.
Well, you know, you started the conversation, Roddy, by saying that's a man under pressure. And I wonder, is that part of the problem, that really managers are put under so much pressure and they're so aware how expendable they are now if they don't perform immediately? Is that where the problem is?
Well, the problem is, I mean, they read off a hymn sheet and the whole thing is self-preservation. That's what it is. And I remember when I took over Carlisle, the manager that just I preceded was there before me, said to me, blame everybody. Blame the pitch, blame the bus driver, blame
really?
Everybody. Oh, he did. No, he did. He said that to me. He said, blame the wash lady that the the washing powder was irritating the players. You blame everyone, but never accept responsibility. But I never bought into that. I don't believe that.
I believe in it, Roddy. I believe it. I blame Sarah for everything that goes wrong in this programme.
well, you know what? I'm going to blame Carlin and everything as well. But there you go.
We're both in the same boat.
You know, that's how I 47 years of longevity. But no, the thing about it is, it's a new game now. I mean, the players will blame their formation.
Okay.
You know, it's a fallacy. It's laughable. Okay.
Well, and I still think that some people have their famous balls or favourite balls, but neither of you two.
Come on, Sarah, to stop.
So does Roddy.
I won't mean to that. But anyway, okay. Look,
we'll leave it there. before it's too late. Game ball, exactly. Roddy Collins, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much.